The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com. Moberly Regional Medical Center.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Thursday, April the 24th. We've got three interesting guests with us today. Let's start first of all with Haley Schwartz. Welcome to Radio Friends, Haley.
Thank you.
You are from Farmers and Artisan Market.
Yes, we are opening. We have opening day on Sunday. We're open from 9 o'clock until 1 o'clock.
This coming Sunday,
the 27th. That's exactly right. And we'll open at 9 o'clock and we'll start off the day with the ribbon cutting with the Chamber of Commerce. And then we'll be open with farmers and artisans market vendors. And we're open right behind the Wabash Station downtown. 10th Street.
Okay.
That's
so
right.
So how many different farmers and artisans will you have?
We have about 25 different vendors. And we have farm vendors, artisan vendors. We have unique crafts, photography, plants. And then we also have food vendors as well. So you can come for brunch or breakfast.
Now, is this going on every week?
It goes on every week, opening day Sunday, and then we're open all summer through October.
When you say all summer, what days?
Sundays, 9 to 1.
Okay, so every Sunday from 9 to 1. Now, the farmers, are they all local community farmers?
Yes, you have to be within 150 miles, whether you're a farm vendor or an artisan vendor. So everyone's local here.
Okay. And the artisans, who are some of the artisans that give us an idea of?
Right. We have jewelry. We have photography. We have pottery, quilts, and blankets. So really, you can find a variety of gift items.
That's nice. Uh-huh. So you can rest assured that everybody that is there is from 150-mile radius.
That's right.
So it's going to be all Missouri.
Right. And it's a really relaxed atmosphere, so you can get to know the vendors. You can talk about how they raise their food, what pesticides they use, if any, and what their growing methods are.
Yeah. How many years?
This is the fourth year for the Farmers and Artisans Market.
And how has it been going?
It's been going great. We have over 500 people that are consumers per market, and our vendors grow every year as well.
Well, Haley, I appreciate you coming by.
Yes.
I wish you the best of luck. I hope you have wonderful weather on Sunday.
That's right.
For the opening. So, again, it's a Farmers and Artisans Market, and you're located right behind the Wabash Station?
Yes, that's exactly right. 126 North 10th Street is the address.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming by.
It's
a pleasure meeting you.
Pleasure meeting you.
Haley Schwartz. All right. Now, I turn to Walter Hurtzai. And Larry Hudson. And I pronounced that last name right, didn't I, Walter?
Yes, you did.
Walter Hurtzai.
Perfect.
And from the School of Metaphysics. And the reason you guys are here is because you're having a special event starting on Friday, and it runs through the weekend, right?
That is correct. It's called National Dream Hotline, and this is the 26th annual National Dream Hotline.
26th annual.
Yeah, so we're very excited about it.
Yeah. The School of Metaphysics, explain what that is, Walter.
Well, the School of Metaphysics teaches the mind and the self, aid people to understand more of themselves through essential life skills like concentration, meditation, visualization, and practices so individuals can begin to better themselves, make better choices, have just more fulfilling lives.
Yeah. You know, I've been reading, and in fact, I saw a special report on ABC about 3 or 4 weeks ago of how important meditation is.
Yes.
You need to learn how to meditate properly, but with the right kind of meditation, you can increase your chances of warding off diseases, better mental health, happier, healthier. Why don't we all meditate then?
That's a really
too
good
busy.
Question.
Too busy. Too busy.
Actually,
sit down for
it takes only about 5 minutes a day to do meditation, and it can. In fact, they were talking. I can't remember the reporter's name, but they were talking about increasing your happiness by 10% It was with Diane Sawyer. Yeah. But that pretty much lends a credible mainstream aspect of meditation.
Right.
Sure. Yeah. So you teach this also?
We do.
Now, with the National Dream Hotline, 26th annual, what's going on with that?
Well, we start on tomorrow, Friday evening at 6 o'clock, and go all the way 54 hours straight until Sunday at midnight. We answer phone calls from the community and interpret dreams. Mm-hmm. It's very exciting. We've helped so many people understand more about themselves because dreams, we all dream. And it gives us a way to express and get to know ourselves on a deeper level.
Mm-hmm. Right. And they're assigned with it, too. Now, and then you have a couple of events coming up, Walter?
Yes. On Saturday, April 26th, we have a Dreamcatchers meetup group. And this gives people a safe place to share their dreams. And that's what we're going to talk about, their most fascinating dreams, their most inspiring dreams, the funniest dreams. And it's at Caldy's Coffee on 9th Street at 10 a.m. And then also we have a film that we're showing. It's called The 10 Powers of Dreaming. It's going to be at the Unity Center here in Columbia at 7:30 p.m. And that...
When is that?
That's Saturday as well.
That's Saturday also.
Mm-hmm, Saturday.
At the Unity Center.
At the Unity Center, April 26th.
And the film is called what?
The 10 Powers of Dreaming. And it's going to be in the sanctuary. It's a big, beautiful sanctuary. And the film itself talks about, actually shows people who have used their dreams to mold society and humanity in much greater ways, like Salvador Dali, Harriet Tubman, Dmitri Mendeleev, scientists, Marie Shelley, all use their dreams to enhance the lives of many. So the song Yesterday came from a dream by Paul McCartney. And the periodic table of elements came from a dream from Dmitri Mendeleev. So
okay.
And there's.
So there's a lot going on this coming weekend. It starts on Friday and it runs through Sunday. School of Metaphysics, if people want more information, what can they do?
Well, they can call the school at 573-449-8312.
Okay. Now, what do you say to people, and I'm sure there are some folks that come up to you and say, oh, come on, what are you trying to sell us here?
Well, that's an interesting question. 'Cause most of the time, I just present dreams to an individual. I say, have you ever had a dream? And this is actually a student was talking about this. We went out postering about the National Dream Hotline, sharing this with others. And one of the questions he asked, he said, have you ever had a dream and wondered what it meant?
Yeah.
And man, I'll tell you, that's a universal question because everybody goes, yeah, I've had a dream and I wondered what it meant. And then the second question he asked was, do you ever share dreams with your friends? And they said, yeah, we do that all the time.
Okay, so. Well, you can talk about it. You can talk about it this weekend. Walter and Larry, thank you so much
for
coming.
You're very welcome.
My pleasure having you here today.
Thank you, Paul.
The School of Metaphysics. We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, Val Gurman will be on Central Missouri Astronomical Association. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangwehr, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Something you'd like to hear, drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Bye-bye.